Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Attorney General Martha Coakley is getting some high-profile assistance in her race against Republican Charlie Baker for the Massachusetts governor's office. First Lady Michelle Obama appeared at the Strand Theater in Dorchester for a rally with Coakley this afternoon. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
It might be the Obama's 22nd anniversary, but Michelle Obama is campaigning in Massachusetts and Maine without her husband.
I might not even see him today, because I'm on the road and he's on the road, because these elections are so important. And it's important for everyone in this country, all over this country, to understand where we've come from.
The First Lady is trying to make the case that Americans are better off today than when her husband took office.
This is what I want you all to understand, particularly in this election. Barack didn't do all of that just sitting alone in the Oval Office. No, he did it with the help of outstanding leaders in states all across this country.
Obama urged the audience of 1,500 people to get out the vote to make sure Democrats keep the governor's office. Dorchester and other inner-city Boston neighborhoods turned out in droves for her husband, but did not turn out in the 2010 midterm elections. Obama says Martha Coakley would be a governor who will create jobs, raise the minimum wage, push for equal pay for women, for earned sick leave for all employees, and for women's rights to make their own decisions about their health care. When Coakley ran for the U.S. Senate against Scott Brown in 2010, President Obama campaigned for her, as did former President Bill Clinton. Those rallies ended up being too little, too late. This rally is meant to be different. It was targeted at people who are expected to get out the vote all over Massachusetts for Coakley at a time when a WBUR tracking poll shows that her 10-point lead over Charlie Baker has evaporated. She's still ahead by 3 points, but that's now within the margin of error. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.